the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner. You know, we hope you're all getting a lot of enjoyment out of these Lum and Abner programs. With their old-fashioned fun and amusing arguments, these two lovable old characters always seem to make us feel better, don't they? And that's what Alka-Seltzer does, too. It helps you feel better. For example, when the food you eat disagrees with you, and as a result you suffer with acid indigestion, an upset stomach, and a dull headache, let Alka-Seltzer set you right. Remember, Alka-Seltzer offers you two-fold relief from your discomfort. The alkalizing ingredient which it contains offers fast relief by reducing the excess acid condition in your stomach, usually the immediate cause of your distress. And at the same time, Alka-Seltzer's analgesic pain reliever quickly relieves the dull headache which so frequently accompanies an upset stomach. Well, it's the quick-acting analgesic pain reliever plus the alkalizer in Alka-Seltzer that has made it such a favorite with millions of people the country over. Try it yourself the next time the food you eat disagrees with you. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion and heartburn, for muscular aches and pains and fatigue, for cold distress, and morning after misery, too. You'll feel better fast. And now we take you to Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are still having trouble getting their Jot'em Down store underway again. About the only results of their first week's business is the accumulation of a clothes dummy, 10 pairs of rabbits, and a mule that Abner traded for. But still no cash. As we look in on the little community today, it's early morning, and we find Abner down at the store building new crates for the rabbits. Listen.
Get these rabbits panned up before that Lum gets down here. That's what I want to do. He finds out they've had all that lettuce and carrots that he bought in there at the county seat. He's just going to hit the ceiling. Maybe when he sees that I've got crates built for all of them, why, he won't be so mad, though. Doggy, that's a pretty good job if I do say it myself. Yes, sir, that looks all right. I believe I could build a house if I was managed to do it. Wouldn't want to build it in here, though. I couldn't get the thing out the door. I know I don't want to live here in the store. Well, I believe I'll just sit down and rest a little before I undertake to catch them things and put them in there. They run like rabbits. Morning, Lum.
Who was you talking to?
Mr. Dillbeck, I reckon.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Sitting down here talking to a clothes dummy. You ought to be bored for the samples. What's these contraptions sitting here?
Rabbit crates.
Well, what's the matter with the crate they was in?
Well, it was too little, so I let them out of that yesterday. Come down here to feed them, and they laying there panting and all crowded up in there, so I just turned them loose.
Just turned them loose here in the store? Wait a minute. Where's all that lettuce and them carrots that was in them boxes? That's what I thought. Aye, grannies, that settles it.
Well, I never thought about that when I turned them loose, Lum. They must have been awful hungry, though.
Hungry? They must have been starved. 20 rabbits at $23 worth of lettuce and carrots.
36 rabbits, Lum.
36? I thought you said you just took 20 in on that debt.
I did.
You mean you've traded for 16 more? Oh. I never seen them little ones there. Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe I done wrong when I taken them in on the debt. I thought I was doing right.
Out of the frying pan into the fire.
Oh, they're too little to eat yet, Long.
I mean, here we are trying to raise enough money to restock the store and you take in a bunch of animals on a debt. Now we got them to feed. You weren't satisfied with a bunch of rabbits. You had to take in that mule, too. He'll eat more in one day than we'll make in a week.
Oh, he ain't eating nothing, Long. I turned him out yesterday just going to let him run loose. He's grazing around on these vacant lots here in town. He'll get plenty to eat. Don't worry about him.
That's the first smart thing you've done. Ought to turn them rabbits out, too.
Well, now, we're going to make some money with that mule. I'll tell you that right now. I had a chance to trade him this morning.
For what?
Well, that's the trouble. All he offered me was 3 tons of hay.
3 tons of hay and you never taken it?
Why, no. What use have I got for hay if I trade the mule off?
For goodness sakes.
I offered to trade if he'd loan us a mule till he ate the hay up.
Well, we could have sold the hay here in the store. We ain't got a bale in the house.
Doggies, I never thought about that. I was just thinking that if we never had the mule, why there wasn't
no... I know. I wish you'd stop trying to think. This trading you're doing around here'd bankrupt the government.
Well, I've just been trying to help.
Well, you're helping us right into the poorhouse is what you're doing. Look at that dummy sitting there you bought.
Who? Oh, well, now, Mr. Dillbeck don't eat nothing.
No, but you give $5 worth of groceries for him. Got about as much use for him as we'd have for a steamboat.
Steamboat? Well, talk about me trading. Now, what in the world do we want with one of them?
Well, what do we want with Mr. Dillbeck, or that dummy? I wish you'd quit calling him that. You got me to doing it.
Well, he looks just like Mr. Dillbeck that used to work there in a bank at the county seat.
Well, supposing he does.
Well, it just sort of makes the place look more important, having a banker standing around this way.
I don't like the way he stares at you. Gives me the flibbertigibbets. Every time I look up, he's staring a hole through me.
Oh, he can outstare you. I tried that.
Makes a feller feel guilty. Looks at you like you'd stole something.
Well, that's the way he always looked at you in the bank, too. I walked up to his window in there many a time to borrow money, taking one look at his face and just turned around and walked out without even asking him for it.
Yeah, we ought to have somebody like him here in the store. Maybe we wouldn't lose so much on the credit. Trouble is, neither one of us ever learned to say no.
Well, we've done got him in here, Long. All we got to do is just make him the credit manager.
I ain't talking about this dummy. I'm talking about Mr. Dillbeck. That thing couldn't say no.
Well, Mr. Dillbeck never did neither. Never said nothing. Just shook his head no. And looked at you like you was crazy for even asking him for it.
Yeah, and being able to shake his head the right direction made that bank a lot of money, too.
I don't as long, you know, we might rig up a string to his head to where when we pulled it, he'd shake his head no.
Are you serious about that?
Well, we could make him say no for us.
Do you think folks would walk up to that dummy and ask him if they could have stuff on a credit?
Well, we could tell them to.
Tell them to? Then they would know we was crazy, sure enough. Well, Swan Abner, I believe having this store closed for a year ain't helped you very much.
No, I can't see where it done me any good neither, Long. Financial, anyway.
You'd quit spending so much time with them rabbits and that mule and Mr. Dillbeck there and concentrate on this store business, maybe... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. Is he just now getting down to work?
I reckon so. It's the first I saw of him.
That's what we get for making him a vice president. He's supposed to be down here and sweep out every morning the first thing.
Well, now, don't jump on me about it. I was down here an hour early this morning to get these rabbit crates built. Wasn't I, Mr. Dillbeck?
Good afternoon, Cedric.
If you could answer.
You mean good morning, don't you? It ain't but 7:30. You're mixed up, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, and you're supposed to be here at 7 o'clock and sweep out.
Well, I think I overslept this morning or something.
For goodness sakes, laying in bed till 7 o'clock. Day's half gone, might not.
Well, I stopped and watched Grandpappy Spears for a few minutes over there. He was out there chunking rocks at our mule.
Chunking rocks at our mule?
Why, Dad, blame him. I'll go over there and pull them chin whiskers of his and out one at a time for that.
What's he doing rocking our mule?
Oh, he was mad because the mule broke through his fence and ate up about half of his garden over there.
Oh, my goodness, that grandpap thinks more of that garden than he does his woman, too.
Of all the places for that mule to break in, he would pick grandpap's garden. Granny's Abner, you traded for that mule. I'm going to make you a present. I'm going to give you my interest in
him. Oh, no, you don't. No, sir. No, sir. He's just as much yours as he is mine.
No, he ain't. You're the one that traded for him.
I don't care. He's ours. I traded for him for the store. We both got him here.
I never had no say-so in the deal. You just come in the store and said you got him.
Yeah, and you taking it, too. You never give him back to me then. Don't try to give him back to me now. I won't have him. Won't have him. I'll give you my interest.
No, you can't do that. Cedric, I'll give you my interest.
I'll give you my part of him, too, Cedric. The mule's all yours.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, much obliged. I got a whole mule now. You all call up Clarabelle and tell her about it.
There comes Grandpappy up out there along. Grandpappy Spears coming in there.
Wait, I seen him long ago. You better just stay out of this conversation, Cedric. Grandpap finds out that mule belongs to you, he's liable to try to start a ruckus with you.
Well, what for?
Never mind. Be careful what you say now, Abner.
Oh, yeah.
Well, howdy, Grandpap.
Come in, Grandpap.
Howdy.
What's on your mind?
Say, do you fellas own a black mule with a crop in his ear?
Right or left ear? Right ear.
Yeah, right ear, I believe it was.
Right ear, huh? Has he got sort of a low sway back, Grandpa?
Yeah, sort of swayed back.
Stands high at the withers?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of a glaze in his left front eye?
That's the feller.
Sad look in his face, like he ain't particular happy about everything.
Well, I never noticed particular about whether he's happy or not.
Got a wire cut on his right front foot?
Yeah, I believe he has.
Well, what color black was he, Grandpa?
What color black?
Yeah.
I mean, is he black or sort of a light brown black? Well, just a sort of a mule color, black.
Uh-huh. Sort of looks like he's about 18-year-old.
Yeah, stands pretty square on his legs, sort of like a cook stove.
Uh-huh. No, don't own him, Grandpa. Facts is, I ain't got a mule of no kind.
No, me neither.
No.
Well, that's funny. You knowed how to describe him that way.
Well, I just sort of thinking if I was looking for a mule about what I was looking for, that's what I was doing.
Just talking to Mose Moose just now, and he said he thought he belonged to you fellas.
No, sir, he don't. No, sir.
I wish that Mose would tend to his own business. He's got to where he's the worst tattletale in this town.
And I wish I knowed who it belonged to.
Well, don't come over here and try to make us pay for something a stray mule let up.
Who said anything about him eating anything up? I ain't trying to make nobody pay for nothing. I just want to find out who the mule belongs to and want to buy him.
Buy him?
Yeah, he's a dead ringer for that in the mine over there at the place. Make me a good team. I'd give $40 for him.
Huh?
Mr. Grandpap, I believe you just bought yourself a mule.
Well, say, it seems that no matter how many little troubles Lum and Abner stumble into, they always come out with a smile. And you know, Alka-Seltzer's like that, too. Yes, sir, when too much to eat or drink causes you to suffer with a headache, acid indigestion, or morning after misery, just you take a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer and see if you don't smile with relief. Listen, friends, do you ever experience a miserable morning now and then when you wake up suffering with a dull headache, an upset stomach due to acid indigestion, and a bad taste in your mouth? Wouldn't you like to turn off that alarm clock and go back to sleep for an hour or two? But duty calls and you've got to get up. Well, say, next time this happens to you, get up and drink a glass of refreshing, pleasant-tasting Alka-Seltzer. You'll feel better fast, because Alka-Seltzer offers you the relief you want for that aching head and the alkalizer you need to neutralize excess stomach acid, both at the same time. Your whole day will look brighter if you remember to help yourself to the twofold relief that Alka-Seltzer offers the next time you wake up feeling headachy and upset. Just try it and see. Ask your druggist for a package of Alka-Seltzer tonight. You may need the quick, pleasant relief it offers one of these mornings soon. Be sure to listen to Lum and Abner tomorrow night at this same time. Lum and Abner are now on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 7:00 to 7:15 p.m. over this station. Lou Crosby speaking. See you tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.